Chapter 20. When they reached the warehouse again, Frankie's sirens could still be heard. It was a good sign, but Ash made sure to peek out from the corridor before they exited, just to be sure. She saw no one.
Wow, those cowards ran and didn't look back, Ash chuckled. Nice work, Frankie.
For all this bluster, said Frankie, bravery isn't one of Marco's strong suits.
Let's not hang around to test that, Jesse cut in. Ash, want me to take point?
You wish, she smirked at him. I got us into this. I lead us out. Follow me and keep close.
She exited the tunnel into the warehouse. To her left was the warehouse and loading dock. To her right, the corridor that led to the way out, crates piled up along one side of it. She couldn't see the door from where they were, but she caught a whiff of fresh air as they made their way toward it. All they had to do was get around the corner and they'd be...
Watch out!
Jesse grabbed her shoulder and yanked, forcing Ash down a moment before a shot rang out. Bits of concrete rained down from where the bullet hit the wall, showering her.
Idiot!
Marco cried. Ash snapped back up in time to catch a glimpse of him, hidden behind the empty shipping container in the loading dock. In an instant, she saw other flashes of movement, rifle barrels appearing from behind crates and around corners.
I said not to hit her! She's the only one still worth anything!
Marco had his own rifle, and it was trained on Jesse.
Take out the others, but leave her.
Ash locked eyes with Jesse. There was no time for a plan. She moved in front of him and raised the Viper. Marco might want her alive, but she was going to make sure the Diamondbacks paid a high price to capture her again.
Frankie, get behind Bob!
Ash opened fire on the loading dock. Her first shot was for Marco, who, expecting it, ducked out of sight again. It clanged off the shipping container.
Jesse! I gotcha,
Jesse said. There might not have been time for a plan, but they didn't need one. Moving in sync, Jesse fired around Ash as they backed toward the exit, targeting the gang members hidden around the warehouse. She heard a yelp as one of her bullets clipped a shoulder, and Jesse crowed with triumph as he picked a revolver right out of one of the Diamondback's hands. Ash glanced over her shoulder just long enough to see Jesse grinning like a madman, and if it hadn't been for the mortal danger, she might have smiled right back. As it was, she felt a rush of excitement. They were closer to the corner now, and after that they could make a run for the exit. More shots rang out. Jesse grunted,
"They're behind us!"
Ash started to turn, then screeched as a line of fire tore across her shoulder. She swore when wet, warm blood began to run down her arm. It was no good. They were surrounded. And if they didn't get some cover quickly...
Bob! Do something!
The Omnic didn't hesitate. He let go of Julian, then dropped one shoulder and charged the crates, colliding with them like a cannonball. They teetered for a heart-gripping moment before tumbling over, crashing down into haphazard piles. It wasn't perfect, but it would do.
Everyone take cover!
Ash yelled. Frankie and Bob, pushing the whimpering Julian, obeyed, ducking behind one of the larger crates. Ash and Jesse followed, Ash taking a moment to squeeze off one last round in the direction of the new gunfire. Then she dove behind the makeshift shelter with the others. Ash swore. The Diamondbacks had surrounded them. And between the disorienting sirens and the gunfire, she couldn't identify everywhere they'd taken up position.
I think they figured out your ruse, Frankie.
Guess so.
Frankie tapped her hollow glasses. The sirens cut off.
Well, that's a little better.
Jesse leaned against the crates for support, but he was frowning.
Ash, you're bleeding.
She looked over at her arm. The fabric of her shirt was soaked red, but the wound wasn't deep.
I'm okay. It's only a graze.
But there was a pool of blood on the floor nearby, more than could have come from her.
Where did that... Jesse!
More blood was pooling beneath the leg of his trousers.
Yeah,
he winced.
They got me too.
Frankie knelt to examine the injury, a few inches below his knee. She exhaled with relief.
A flesh wound, but we need to get you some help, quick!
Not a priority,
said Jesse, stealing a glance over the pile of crates.
Ash,
I know,
she said, looking for herself. There were at least a handful of Diamondbacks still in the loading dock and more she couldn't see. Plus whoever had fired at them from the other side. At least two, she guessed, though they were hiding again. Frustration filled her. The door to freedom was right there, less than 100 steps away. It might as well have been a mile.
They planned this,
she said.
Figured out what Frankie did and then waited until we were out of the tunnel so we couldn't double back. Now we're stuck.
Yep, said Jesse. We walked into the trap. Now all they gotta do is close it on us.
Ash!
Marco sang out again.
I'm losing my patience with you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Ash cried, trying to buy time to think.
But it was worth it to see the cowardly look on your face when you thought the police were outside.
A moment of annoyed silence passed.
Last chance. Give up and we'll go easy on all of you.
Ash didn't believe that for a moment. She might still be worth something if Marco tried to ransom her, but Jesse and Frankie? She looked over at them. Anyone have any ideas? With an ill look, Frankie shook her head.
I've used all of mine.
Jesse had a determined look on his face, but his jaw was tight.
We might be able to shoot our way out between the two of us.
No,
said Ash, though it was a tempting thought.
Not with you injured like that. Even with Bob acting as a shield, it's too risky. There's too many of them, and all they need is one lucky shot.
She touched the bullet wound on her arm.
And they've already gotten two.
So,
there was a hollowness to the way Jesse said the word.
What do we do?
Think.
Ash scanned the warehouse around them, her gaze skimming across Jesse and Frankie, Bob, even Julian. From where they were stuck, the exit was in view. They could make a run for it. Marco's crew in the warehouse would only have a shot at them for a few seconds. But the ones hunkered down by the doors, they'd have to run right into their line of fire. And even if Marco had ordered them not to hurt Ash, would they stick to that order as she came at them, guns blazing? Doubtful. Still, one or two of them might make it out. No, that wouldn't work. She wasn't going to gamble with their lives, not even Julian's. Ash took a deep breath. As she did, a strange sensation settled over her, easing the tension in her muscles. It wasn't calm exactly, but rather an understanding. There was no good way out of this. Not for all of them.
I've got an idea, Ash said. But you're not gonna like it.
Jesse's mouth twitched up at one side.
When has that stopped us before?
Don't be smart, McCree.
Ash took in that roguish look of his for a moment. Who knew when or if she'd see it again? Then she turned away.
Marco! Let's make a deal.
Silence again. Then,
I'm listening.
You let the others go and you can have me.
Jesse grabbed her arm.
Ash, no.
She shook him off.
They walk out of here, and once they're gone, I come to you. Easy for everyone.
How do I know you'll keep your word?
Called Marco.
You don't,
said Ash.
Any more than I know you'll keep yours. Guess we'll simply have to trust each other. But little trust doesn't seem much to ask, given how much you think I'm worth in ransom.
There was a long pause.
Okay, you've got a deal.
Ash turned back to the others. Frankie was shaking her head.
No, we're not gonna leave you.
Not a chance,
said Jesse, sounding angrier than she'd ever heard him.
Yes, you are.
Ash straightened, jaw set.
This is all my fault. Frankie, we wouldn't even be in this mess if I'd listened to you about Marco. And Jesse.
She felt a strange pang meeting his eyes.
You made me a promise when we started all this, remember?
His face clouded further.
Remember?
Ash pressed.
We do things.
Your way,
he growled.
Yeah, I remember.
Ash smirked at that.
You're smarter than you look, McCree. My chopper should still be up on the ridge.
She reached into her pocket and took out the keychain he'd given her, tossing it to him.
It rides great, by the way. It's a shame we never got a chance to take it out together, but...
She shrugged.
Yeah,
said Jesse simply.
A damn shame.
Get them out of here. As far away as you can.
Jesse opened his mouth to say something, but then closed it again and nodded. He handed her his rifle.
Take this, just in case.
Ash shook her head and tightened her grip on the Viper.
No. We don't know whether Marco has anyone outside, too.
The antique will do for me just fine. Besides, if he keeps his word, I won't need it.
The lines in Jesse's forehead deepened. If he keeps his word.
We don't have much choice. Now get ready.
She raised her voice.
Okay, Marco, they're coming out.
Frankie's lip trembled a little.
Good luck, Ash.
Ash gave her a little smile.
Thanks again for coming after me.
Jesse said nothing, but he didn't need to. Not at this point.
Well, hurry up and go, said Marco. Nobody shoo, you hear? That's an order.
Slowly, reluctantly, Jesse and Frankie moved out from behind the crates. Ash kept them covered as best she could, but if anyone wanted to pick them off, they were easy targets.
Bob?
Ash kept her eyes on the warehouse.
You too.
Wait, what about me?
Said Julian. The words came out mushy thanks to Jesse's parting gift.
Leave him, Bob.
Ash shoved him into a corner made by the fallen crates.
You wanted to be a Diamondback, right? Well, now you're stuck.
But Bob still didn't move. He stood silent, staring at Ash.
I know you don't want to go, she said, but I need you to protect Jesse and Frankie now. Make sure they get away safe.
The pair were nearly to the door. Ash took Bob's hand, as best she could, given it was 5 times the size of hers, and squeezed.
Thanks for always being there. Now go.
For a moment, it seemed as if the Omnic was thinking hard, torn with indecision. Then Bob turned and clumped after Jesse and Frankie. But Ash didn't relax until all three were through the exit and back out into the open air of the gorge. After they disappeared from sight, she counted a minute slowly, afraid at any moment the sound of gunfire would erupt again. But there was nothing.
Okay, they're gone, said Marco. You ready to come out now, Ash?
Not quite, she called back. Thought I'd stay here a tad longer.
Every second she bought was another second the others had to get away.
Don't worry, you take your time.
Marco's words turned sly.
Honestly, I thought you'd be a little smarter than this. With McCree and your Omnic behemoth, well, maybe one or two of you might have made it out, but now you're split up. How many shots left in that old rifle of yours, Ash? Not enough, I guess. And the moment I've got you in hand, my gang is going after your friends. No one crosses the Diamondbacks and walks away, you hear me?
Yeah,
Ash said, but quietly, to herself.
I figured you'd say something like that.
Frankie had wonder after all. Marco couldn't be trusted, and Marco was dangerous. Well, he wasn't the only one. Ash lunged at Julian.
Hey!
He protested as she rummaged through his pockets until she found what she wanted, the detonator he was supposed to have used earlier. Julian went paler than ever.
Ash, no! Shut up!
She glanced out at the loading dock again.
Hey, Marco, I got a question for you. Do you see Julian's bike there, sitting right in the middle of your hideout? And do you see the crate on the back of it? Well, that crate is filled with dynamite.
Oh, yeah?
Said Marco.
What are you getting at, Ash?
Something she didn't really want to be getting at, but desperate times.
Well, only that it's an awful lot of explosives, and I'm holding the detonator.
Silence.
What do you think, Marco? Julian's the expert, but I'm pretty sure that's enough to bring down a few hundred tons of rock on top of all of us.
You're lying,
Marco said, a satisfying hint of worry in his voice.
Am I?
Said Ash.
You said it yourself. No one crosses the Diamondbacks and walks away. Well, I'm not gonna let you hurt my gang, my family, no matter what it takes.
Beside her, Julian let out a little noise like a trapped animal.
You'll be buried too,
taunted Marco.
Like I said, Ash replied entirely calm. No matter what it takes. And in case any of y'all hiding near the exit are getting ideas, if I see anyone make a run for it, I press this button.
Ash! Yelled Marco. I swear if this is a bluff!
Julian was shaking.
She's not bluffing, Marco!
His voice cracked as he yelled.
Ash doesn't bluff! She'll blow us all to kingdom come! Ash almost laughed. Better listen to him, Marco. Trust me, things go better when folks listen to me.
She should have been scared, but adrenaline rushed through her veins, and for some reason, she couldn't stop herself from smiling. The question was, what now? She could make them all throw down their guns and come out, maybe manage to round them up somehow. But where would that leave her, especially if she missed one? And even if she got away safe, the Diamondbacks were sure to hold a grudge. And that was the last thing Ash wanted. She needed to deal with him now. Because if she'd learned anything from the last few months, it was that it was better to have friends than enemies.
You know,
she called out, loud enough to make sure she was heard throughout the hideout.
None of this would have happened if Marco hadn't been greedy and mean. Which makes me wonder why exactly any of you follow him in the first place.
No one said anything.
Now, if you were part of my crew, it wouldn't be like that. My crew gets treated with respect and gets equal shares of whatever we steal. Isn't that right, Julian?
Julian's fear turned to surprise.
Yeah. And there's none of this fighting with other gangs over scraps,
Ash continued.
There's plenty to go around if you plan things right, and I always do. Plus, my gang throws great parties. You've all seen that. So forget about my deal with Marco. Here's a deal for the rest of you. Join up with me. No one gets shot, no one gets blown up, and we all walk away from this better than when we started. Except Marco, of course. You'll need to do something about him.
What?
Marco sounded about ready to burst.
If any of you even think about... Ash is right.
It was Bez. Ash couldn't quite tell where he was, but apparently he hadn't run off after helping rescue Jesse.
You got us into this mess, Marco. You've gotten us into a lot of messes lately. You've only managed to stay in charge because you kick around the rest of us. That's why Frankie left. Well, I've seen how Ash runs her outfit. And it's a hell of a lot better than this. Ash, I'm in.
A brief silence passed. Then,
the hell with this,
someone else said.
If Bez is joining up with Ash, I am too.
Me too,
came another voice. Ash exhaled with relief as other voices chimed in. Then, suddenly, came the sounds of a scuffle.
Hey, stop, don't you!
Marco cried out, only to be cut off suddenly. Ash waited for the activity to settle, then peeked around the side of the crates. Farther back in the warehouse stood Bez, rifle raised, along with most of the Diamondbacks. They surrounded Marco, unarmed and on his knees, as well as a handful of others, including Zeke.
Come on out, Ash,
said Bez, a satisfied look on his face.
You got yourself a deal.
For a moment, Ash hesitated, wary of a trick. But then Bez's words came back to her.
I do what's good for the gang.
Plus, he had helped save Jesse, and Frankie trusted him. Still, she kept the detonator in clear sight as she moved out from behind the crates, using the Viper to push Julian in front of her like a shield. No one moved as she approached, not even Marco, who looked like he was chewing on a lemon. Ash nodded at Bez and the Diamondbacks who'd revolted.
Y'all made the right choice. Now,
she motioned toward the open shipping container nearby.
Put them in there until I figure out what to do with them.
Marco's face was deep red with rage by the time they were herded inside.
You traitors,
he growled.
You dirty traitors. You're all gonna regret this. You especially, Ash. I swear you leave me alive and I'll...
Oh, be quiet.
Ash used the barrel of the Viper to shove Julian inside the shipping container, right into Marco.
You keep spouting off about what happens to people who cross the Diamondbacks, Marco, when you should have been worrying more about what happens when you cross me.
With that, Ash slammed the door of the container shut and barred it. Immediately came the sound of fists pounding on metal and cries of anger, but she ignored them. Instead, she stuck the detonator in her pocket and held out her hand to Bez.
Welcome aboard.
He smiled and shook.
Thanks, boss.
I only have one rule, Ash said, addressing them all. We do things my way. Understand?
They all nodded immediately.
Good. And first things first. Bez, you go get Frankie and Jesse and Bob. They can't have gotten too far yet. As for the rest of you, they snapped to attention. Get this place cleaned up. I want an inventory of guns and supplies in my hand in an hour. And somebody put that dynamite somewhere safe. A few minutes ago, they'd been trying to capture her. Now, every one of the Diamondback defectors began to move, eager to obey her directions. Ash smirked. This wasn't exactly where she'd expected her crime spree to lead, but she wasn't at all disappointed. In fact, the possibilities were already flying through her mind. Yes, this could work out just fine indeed. Viper in hand, Ash made her way to the entrance of the hideout, back out into Deadlock Gorge. As the warm sun hit her, she closed her eyes and tilted her face toward it, taking a deep breath and letting it out again. Her heart still pounded in her chest, and the graze on her arm was throbbing painfully. But this was the best she'd felt in ages. Spoiled rich girl, troublemaker, thief, gang leader. She'd been a lot of things lately, and with every title, someone, her parents, the law, or a rival gang had tried to control her, tear her down, or break her. But she hadn't been controlled. She hadn't been broken. Each time she'd come out on top. And Elizabeth Caledonia Ash was just getting started. Sheriff Carson looked up at the light knock. One of his deputies stood in the doorway to his office. Sheriff? The deputy said, an uncertain look on his face. Something just arrived for you? A package. He wasn't expecting anything. Well, bring it in. Sorry, Sheriff, said the deputy. I can't. It's too big. Too big? The sheriff stood and followed the deputy to the front door of the station. Outside, a large shipping container sat in the street, an envelope taped to it. It was addressed to him.
Dear Sheriff Carson, I know I've been a thorn in your side before, and while I'd love to promise that will never be the case again, I'm pretty sure I'd be lying. So, here's a gift from me to you, one that I hope will settle things between us, at least for a little while. Included below is information for where you can transfer the reward for their capture. Don't make me ask for it twice. Ash.